It's day 3 of October 2015 Audio Feature Month. And for day 3, playing catch up now, by the way. Day 3, it is all about numbers. Hopefully, at least 3 tracks is a request. So, I'm going to just do things quickly. One of the biggest hits of all time regarding numbers, as far as I'm concerned anyway, was by Zeger and Evans, and that was in the year 2525. That is what I'm going to play first. It was number one in the Billboard charts of 1969, and even till today, it's still an extremely popular, massive hit. I think it will always be, and if you listen to the lyrics in this, what do you think might be going on in 2525? Ain't so far away. Maybe not everyone right enough.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fly. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna lose your teeth, won't meet your eyes. You won't find a thing to choose. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long last coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day.
Second track that I'm going to play for numbers is a track by Eddie Cochran. I played an Eddie Cochran track the other day there, but this is another one by Eddie. I have quite a bit of his stuff. He was mostly 50s and 60s. I don't think he did anything real in the 70s, to my knowledge. He may have done, but anyway, this is a track called 20 Flight Rock. It has not only marvellous lyrics, but it has a great deal of numbers within the song, although title is 20 Flight Rock. You'll get the hang of it if you listen out. And it was actually came from a 1956 comedy film called The Girl Can't Help It. I think Eddie released it a year later after the film, 1967. But anyway, did I say 67? I meant 57, of course. But anyway, I kind of came across it because I came across a track by the Rolling Stones of the exact same title, and it's their cover version of the same track. So I'll lead in with Eddie Cochran's version, and then we'll fade into, well, let's say we'll hopefully fade into the Stones version. I believe that it was covered by a stack of people, I'm not quite sure, including, and this might be a surprise for Sarah, who is on audio view, of course, that covered by Paul McCartney. Not the Beatles, Paul McCartney on his own. But it was also covered by Heinz. Remember Heinz? And I think Stray Cats, yeah. Stray Cats. That was David. Oh God, what was his name that led the Stray Cats? David. Oh God, it's gone now. Anyway, that will be the second track. And then, yeah, let's talk about the third track after that.
Ooh, well, I gotta get with the record machine when it comes to rockin', she's the queen. We'll have to dance on a Saturday night. I'll hold a room where I can hold her tight, but she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down, so I walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. I'm on the 12th, I'm suddenly dragged. 15th floor, I'm ready to sack. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Well, she called me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with an aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away, so I walked my boat back to back. Cold trade to the rails. I walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm on a 12, I'm starting to say.
My last track is by a marvellous band called Three Dog Night. And it's called One. Simple as that. But they take a number, the number one, and basically sing about it all through the song. You wonder, how the hell, you know, if you're just singing about the number one all day, how can it be? Well, someone else did that, I remember. If the Beatles did that, I'm sure, with a song, which I didn't really like, to be honest with you. Sorry, Sarah. They take this and it transitions into a marvellous kind of rock song by the end. And I just like it, just absolutely like it. It was from 1968, in fact, from this very month, October 1968. And I just think it's a wonderful track. So, the number one is last. One is last.
Since you went away, now I spend my